I wanted to ask you this. Every day, because I live in the Fairmount Park area of Philly, so every day, and maybe I'm the one that's wackadoodle. I don't know. But I take my dog for a couple walks through the park every single day.
Yeah.
And every day, for months and months and months now, I see in the middle of the day, people with metal detectors just wandering around the park. Sometimes it's one person, sometimes it's two or three. And I'm always like, what are they thinking they're going to find?
What are they finding? Right. And I mean, how many times do you have to scour the same park?
Yeah.
Right. If they're there every day, that seems silly.
So I don't know. Are they looking for like a gold doubloon and, you know, buried pirate treasure?
Is that area known for having something under it? I don't know.
Yeah. Or is it because there's so many people in the park? Maybe they're thinking someone dropped a watch or something valuable. I don't know.
I mean, who drops a watch? Like, the chance of you finding that, I would think, would be pretty slim.
Yeah, right.
Right? I don't know. My son is 8, Leonard, and he's fascinated with metal detectors because we've seen some people in parks near us using them as well. And he just thinks it would be the coolest thing in the world to get a metal detector. And again, I don't know what he thinks he would find, but you do. You see that stuff a lot. It makes more sense to me to see it on the beach.
Sure.
Right? Because I feel like people, like, their rings will come off.
And stuff could wash up on shore. You never know.
And it's easier to dig in sand than it is this, you know, frozen ground in Fairmount Park. But do you think anybody's ever, I will bet that there's no one listening who has ever actually scored something worthwhile.
Yeah, there can't be. Because it's just going to be like a nickel here.
Right.
A dime there.
And if they're doing it all day long, Dave, like, is that supplementing their income in some way? Yeah. You know what I mean?
You're paying the,
like,
mortgage with all the nickels you find?
Yeah. I don't understand it.
Yeah. It can't be anyone that's ever found anything valuable.
All right. Prove us wrong.
Hope, we're talking about metal detectors. Have you or anyone you know ever found anything valuable using one?
Yeah. So I lived on an old farm like a year and a half ago before we bought our house. And we had treasure hunters like come to our house and say, like, can we look around your property? And we said yes, and they ended up finding coins from, like, the 1800s, and they're saying they found, like, glass bottles from, like, pioneer age. I'm not 100% sure, but my daughter was, like, super interested in it, and they, like, told her a whole story about how they find things everywhere.
Interesting.
All right, coins were super old. You could barely see them.
There's so much history around here, right?
Area,
that's
sure.
meaningful. Yeah. So I guess it might be worth it. Thanks, Hope.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. You too.
Good morning, Teresa. What's your metal detector story? Have you ever found anything using one?
Yes. My husband does it. It's like a sport when hunting's not in. But it is a form of hunting. So he does really well out in farm fields. He loves farm fields because he finds old coins, Civil War bullets.
Oh, cool. Civil War bullets. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and a widow's mite. He found a widow's mite on the beach in Atlantic City. Going to one of your concerts. I was going to the concert, and he was on the beach before.
Sounds like you two make a good pair. Thanks so much, Teresa.
Okay, thank you. Have a wonderful day. I love your station.
So, Joe, Andy and I are convinced nobody has ever found anything valuable using a metal detector. Can you prove us wrong?
Sure. Both my parents metal detected for a number of years. They found lots of good stuff. My dad found a diamond engagement ring down the beach one time, and they sold it for about $5,000-$6,000.
Oh, my gosh.
They would go on vacation every year with the money they would find just metal detecting.
You're kidding.
Holy cow.
All kinds of jewelry. My parents had these little display cases in their one room where they kept everything. And well, my kids growing up would call it the treasure room because there was always rings and earrings and all kinds of things that they'd find.
Oh, where did they do it? Was it always up and down the shore?
Yeah. They live on Long Beach Island, so they would do it most there every night. But they would travel all over. They've taken their metal detectors to Europe and did it over there, and they've done it everywhere.
That's crazy.
Is that their carry-on for
right?
their trip?
I guess
metal
so.
Detectors?
Yeah. I mean, how do you get a metal detector through a metal detector? That's the big question.
True.
But wait, this seems pretty amazing. Angie, tell us your story.
So my dad did work. He's retired, so this is his free time. But he's into coins. He goes for coins, 1876, the centennial was held at Fairmount Park, so that's why a lot of people are there. They hope they're going to eventually dig something up. But my dad was, he was metal detecting in a graveyard at a really old church the other day when I was driving to work. And I passed him. I was like, are you kidding me right now? My dad would, like, I turned back around and I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, they gave me permission.
Oh, my God.
He said, I know. And I'm like, are you, like, he's between tombstones and stuff. But people drop things. I mean, he's more into it for, like, the older coins and stuff like that.
Right.
But he found a 1781 Spanish silver coin, which he was really excited about. I don't know what that is, but it's really old, so he was, like, super excited. But he goes to beaches and stuff like that. People lose things, like you guys said.
Yeah.
But he's into it for, like, more so just, like, the older
the coins
stuff.
And stuff and the history of it.
Too.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's funny.
So funny. So I'm sorry that he embarrasses you, but at least it led to a good story on the radio.
92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.